Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? How's everybody out there doing today, man? And it's coronavirus, COVID-19. That's what they calling it nowadays or something like that. Don't really know what's going on. Shout out to Mr. Nipsey Hussle. I just want to let that ride just for a little bit, man. If you guys don't know about Nipsey Hussle, this is the song from Dedication to him and Kendrick Lamar. Just a little small, little instrumental. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, be the change that you want to see. Let that ride for the beat real quick. Man, just sadly, man, on March 31st, 2019, Nipsey Hussle was taken away from us. And just a few years ago, you know, he was dropping a mixtape or his last album, selling it for $1,000, man. The only person to really do that, but he had done some research, like on Oprah. There was a few people in New York who were selling some, like, cheese steaks or something like that for, like, $1,000, and people was going in and buying it, so he was just like, he was just thinking, you know, it's quality over the quantity. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Nipsey Hussle was all about. May he arrive today. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man, that's one of the best beats I done heard right there. But right now on the show, man, my show right now is called Soul With Me. I'm your host, BDP. And on the line right now, man, I got number one receiver coming up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma. I'm going to tell you his name in a minute. Man, he graduated in 2008, I believe so. But one of the other number one people I got up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, he came up out of Muskogee baseball. But he was behind me. Now I'm just saying, he really was behind me, man. But I got the player's coach, Mr. Tyrell Cummins. Chubb Rock, what's going on?
Man, what's up, Steve? How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing really good in the hood, man. I call you the player's coach because, man, when people get a dose of your coaching style, they want to play for you, man. And right now, you're the head coach of Baycom. Hey, let them know where they can follow you at and let them know where you be coaching at right now, sir.
Man, I'm currently at Baycom College in Muskogee. You can follow me on TCummings21 on Instagram or ChubbRock_27 on Twitter. For any recruits out there still trying to get looks right now, I'm currently just waiting on, you know, we're just all waiting on this April 6th or April 16th, whichever date it is, they let us all, you know, get back to work. And then, shoot, I'm picking right back up on the recruiting train.
That's what's up, picking up where you left it at. Man, I know right here in Lubbock, Texas, they're saying, like, majority of the schools can go back, like, May 3rd or something like that. I know we don't lock down until then, but it don't talk about, like, the colleges and stuff. But that's the player's coach, Tyrell Cummins. A lot of people don't know Tyrell Cummins played baseball, coming up out of Muskogee High School, too, as well, as a freshman. And
yes.
On the line, we got somebody who I've never seen nobody. Well, I played, the last two games of my freshman year on varsity, but they called me the Galloping Ghost. But on the line, man, I got somebody who – I got somebody who I played with my senior year. He was a freshman. Him and Stacy McGee ended up going to Oklahoma University. He went as a receiver. And as I said prior, as soon as the show came on, didn't even know people could play as a freshman. Since game one on the football field, Mr. Jamil Owens. What's up, sir?
What's up, man? How y'all boys doing, man?
Man, we're doing pretty good in the hood, man. I like to, man, I'm going to hit the ghetto bell. Choo, 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 choo. Three Muskogee boys on the line. Ain't never been done before.
Already.
Already, Mr. Jamil Owens, man. Hey, I just got to ask you one question real quick. How is it to play for them OU Sooner boys, man?
Man, it's great. I can't speak for it now because I ain't played under Lincoln Riley, but as far as playing under Coach Stoops, man, I couldn't have had a better staff playing for him. You know what I'm saying? It's great, guys. Very knowledgeable, you know, the opportunities are endless. So you got the best of the best there, man. It's fun. You got the best equipment, the best locker rooms, stadiums, the fans. You can't beat it.
Man, I hear you on that, man. Me coming to Texas Tech about a high school, I didn't play any games, didn't really travel to any games until we went to OU, and that was my first game I played in. Played on special teams. Shout out to Luther Cummings. My family went to that game, but they didn't stay after the game, which, Jamil, you know how when you play D1, you know, you want to stay after the game and talk to your family, right?
Yeah. You got to.
Hey, you seen that MTV show called Ghosted?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what my family
that's what,
did.
That's
right
what it was? That's what oh, man, I'm already knowing, man. I'm already knowing.
And, you know, we're in Oklahoma. I'm thinking, you know, all the players, you know, they go to their family after the game. I wait, you know, it was like, you know what, man, I finally got some PT, some playing time. We'll go outside, and they all gone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I was like, come on, sweet baby, Jesus, what's really going on?
That,
so,
that was a crazy game.
Man, it really was. You know, Reggie Smith, he ended up, it was, becoming like one of the vital impacts on for the Sooners. We ended up losing that game, but that's whenever we was in Norman. But fast forward to Texas Tech, man, blackout games 2007 and other. I think it's what 2009, 2010. We did that thing our freshman year. We ended up beating Adrian Peterson his freshman year. But man, we ain't talking about that, man. We want to talk about Mr. Jamil Owens. Jamil Owens right here and Chubb Rock. I got two freshmen. One started football, one started baseball. Chubb Rock. Chubb Rock is who started baseball, man. And first and foremost, let me ask you one question, Mr. Chubb. Starting as a freshman, how did you feel starting as a freshman in baseball before we get into this football talk?
Really, you know, I kind of felt nervous at first, you know, being a freshman and you go out there with some juniors and seniors, man, I don't know, you get like a little rush and stuff, you know, it felt good at the same time, you know, it's more of the jitters, you know, you're excited to put, you know, it's a privilege to be, you know, be starting as a freshman. So that like, the nerves and stuff, it took me a couple few games before the nerves started calming down. But, you know, once you're in there for a while, you start getting the hang of it and, you know, those nerves, those jitters go away.
Yeah, man, I hear you on that, man. And that was baseball. And Mr. Jamil, how was that football? You played with somebody like me under legendary coach Ron Lancaster, Matt Hennessy, Coach Slow. You know,
y'all made it easy for me, man.
Hey, elaborate on that for a little bit, man.
Man, you know, I came in with you guys, with you and Zach, you know, with Zach Ross. Shout out to Zach Ross. You know what I'm saying? He put the ball on the money every time, man. Coach Hughes. He had me ready for everything. Yeah, dude. but that's my guy. But yeah, man, it was fun. I mean, we had Muskogee hype, man. It was everybody was coming to the games. You was doing your thing. I was fresh coming off the scene, and at that time it wasn't too much all eyes on me because you was doing you. So all I had to do was catch the ball. So that was easy.
Yeah, man, that's dope. That's what a lot of people don't really understand too, man. You was like you. You had a lot of people before you, so once you met, whenever you did come, you, Rail, Trey McVay. I know Trey McVay transferred for a little bit, man, but you, Trey McVay, man, there's a lot of folks, man. May he rest in peace, Braxton Owens, too, as well,
yes, sir.
Man. So take us back.
Man.
When did you realize that, yo, I'm about to be the shit, pretty much?
All right. So, man, you already know, after you did your thing, you and Zach did your thing, y'all left and went off to Texas Tech. Y'all actually, you know, you put your boy on. You had hella coaches coming and scouting. Not only did they come and watch you, they came and watched me. So, when that happened, after my freshman year, it's basically like calls and start coming in from everywhere. I'm not even knowing. And you know me, man, Muskogee boy, hood cat. I don't have no internet in my house, so I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on. So, you know, recruiting and all of that was crazy. Coming into my junior year, after my sophomore year, man, I put myself on. I had great quarterback, Rail. Shout out to Rail. Great team. And coaches and recruiters start coming from everywhere, man. I had coaches flying out, some of the top coaches from Coach Fulmer to Coach Stoops to Coach Myers. You know, it was crazy, man. After my, I say, the middle of my sophomore year, I was like, okay, I can do something with this shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, man, that's dope right there, man. Coach Myers, he's mad. Like, I know how I can say personally, you know what I'm saying, how that kind of feels. But and also the players coach, Coach Chubb right here, because Coach Chubb was one of those people in baseball to where the people were coming into as well. So, Coach Chubb, man,
yeah.
Hey, what some advice can you tell somebody who's getting a lot of exposure as a young pup right now, whether that's baseball or football?
Coach, I would probably – the biggest thing would probably be just not letting it get to your head. You know,
exactly.
Right, because you could easily get the big head, you know, when tons of scouts are coming to watch you and take a look at you, you know. And, you know, just one of the biggest thing would be just to, you know, stay humble, keep doing what you're doing, you know, and let everything else take care of itself.
Okay, I got you, man. I'm doing a little research on Ken Griffey Jr. And like his post athletic life, you know what I'm saying, after he got done with sports, man, it don't even seem right. It don't even seem like, you know, he played sports, man. He just out there on the grill. And with that being said, Mr. Jamil Owens, man, how are you adapting just right now, just life without football?
Yeah. Man, people will be surprised how hard it is for athletes to adjust to the real world, man. It really is.
I'm with you.
I really feel like that needs to be talked about in the NCAA. Something needs to be included to help these athletes transition into the real world, because once you have, especially, man, when you play D1 football, P, you know, man, we're going to have meals there provided for us. We're going to have support there for us. If we need tutoring, we're going to have all of that. We're going to have everything we need for us. You know what I'm saying? A strict schedule, everything we need. So when you step away from that, man, it's just like, okay, what do I do? You don't have somebody telling you, I need to be here. You don't have a class checker saying you need to be here. So you're accountable for your own actions, man. So that being an athlete really transitioned just the mind frame of it and being in the real world. Right now I own and operate my own pest and herbicide company. So I compete with a lot of people in Norman and in surrounding areas. So just having that competitive nature helps me out even in the real world.
Right, because that's what's going to set you apart from your own business, you know, because you can relate to that in the sports world and go ahead and portray that, you know what I'm saying, in the career world, which the career world leaves us confused at the end of the day sometimes, just because in that sports world we get that instant gratification, you know, whenever you do a couple extra workouts, you know, you go talk to a couple coaches, and then you go put in the workout room go run a couple sprints, and you can in a couple weeks you can see the instant gratification. But in the job world, you can do some mock interviews, you can work on your speech, you can work on your writing, whatever it is. You might not get another interview till like another couple years, so you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't know, like, where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, and, that,
and,
that
and we
make,
and we all know that in, out there in this world, man, when it comes to it, the business is going to choose someone with the same accolades who has experience over someone who has nothing with the same accolades. So when you come in out of college and you have been an athlete and you transitioning, and for me, I know it was hard for me. I'm looking for a job and trying to do this, you know, cause and try to best fit me. And it's like, well, I'm highly qualified for this, or I'm not the right fit for this. And it's just like, man, or there's been times where I, no lie, where I've actually went for an interview and actually seen my name on an autographed football, the 2008-2009 season from when we went to the national championship, OU. Uh-huh. My autograph on the ball, he throws me all my numbers statistically, and I still don't get the job.
Oof. But they still.
I'm like, I'm good
them.
Enough. I'm good enough to entertain you. But you get what I'm saying. So, but you know, man, it's all good. That, therefore, I'm not working for nobody. I'm working for myself now, and I made sure that I never have to look a man in his eye and go through that whole process again. So that's just me, you know. But everybody has their own take on things. But
right.
Man, as we know, it's a hard transition out there for a lot of athletes, man.
It is. It really
and that's
is.
What a lot of people don't go through, man. Just imagine that, man. And I see what you're saying. It's hard to look a man in his eyes and lie to him. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Especially whenever you know you're probably going to get, like, maybe some chump change or some things like that. And it's like, man, so I'm good enough to catch and run for you, but now that I'm here in front of your eyes, you're going to go ahead and give me the run around and then especially not get the job. So just imagine, you could have went off the deep end. In which,
man,
a lot of athletes go off the
dude,
deep end,
yeah.
And then we're so much getting laughed at, like, oh, quote unquote, what happened? So what made you feel like, you know what, man, I didn't get this job, but hey, let me start my own company. Like, what made you want to do that?
Honestly, man, I just picked up a book, man. Just start reading, start asking questions, stop being amused by what people got, you know, and start asking how they got it. You get what I'm saying? So I just go out here and just and try to get in myself. Therefore, I made myself a promise that I'll never feel belittled again. You know what I'm saying? So I asked around, asked a couple people, some caught my interest of, you know, in this agriculture department of in starting a career, did my research on it and figured out, man, I can make way more money spraying a yard than cutting a yard with my licenses in shorter amount of time. So I took it and ran with it, man. Now I'm going in my fourth year, going strong, it's building, it's growing. I couldn't be happier, bro.
Man, that's what's up right there, man. For all the people that's listening right there, what did he say? He said he picked up a book. Not to say that he didn't pick up a book, but he just said whenever
yeah,
his life
yeah,
was
I'm college run. Educated. College educated, baby. Got my degree.
Yeah,
I picked up another book.
Let him know, Mr. Owen. He picked up another book. And then he did his thing, and man, we all come from a common place. A lot of people
exactly.
Tyrell Cummins. Also, a lot of people don't know Peter Richardson. We come from a common place because once you become an athlete and become a profound athlete, a lot of people don't understand what you've done to get there. And Tyrell,
man.
And Coach Cummins, I want you to kind of elaborate on this a little bit, Coach. And a lot, what I'm saying is a lot of people didn't understand you was from the hood. So how did you keep your mindset clean? How did you keep your mindset fresh? Being a freshman, pretty much dominating your whole 4 years, but still trying to tell me I lived at your house, which was in the hood.
Man, I got to give a lot of credit to my parents, man. I'm blessed, man. I was blessed enough to have both my parents to this day. And, man, you know, I just took in, you know, what I learned from coaches, man. Of course, you know, the consequences of stuff used to put that fear in me, too, as well. You know, you miss a day of class or something, they got something special lined up for you. You know, I'm not a big fan of get torture in my body. So, you know, if you don't, y'all know it gets rougher on that college level. It gets whole
lot
harder. You know, pops and moms, they ain't there to wake you up, give you that extra push. So you really gotta, you gotta have it in you. Really, to me, it's got to be something that you're. Make sure it's the decision that you choose, make sure you go all in for it, because, there's going to be some ups and downs. So you just got to continue to stick with it, and take the advice, that your leaders are giving you.
Man, I know that's right. And Mr. Owens, man. And Mr. Owens, coming from eighth grade, a lot, what grade was I in? Like a sophomore, I believe, my junior year. I pretty much knew that, I was going to go D1, had my first scholarship from TU and then Texas A&M coming into my junior year. But I didn't have – well, I let me rewind that. I did, man. I had the Magnacs and John Coker, a few people, but they didn't go D1, man. Muskogee football, man, no one believed in Muskogee football whenever I was coming up. And everybody would try to deter me and Chubby to stop playing football, go play baseball, because no one in Muskogee did football. No one.
I remember that, man.
Yeah, so Mr. Owens, man, what is it that, was it just the love of the game? You was like, man, I know I can make it in this sport, man. What helped you keep your nose clean just in the beginning, like your eighth grade coming to your ninth grade, your freshman year in high school? Man, what was your mindset? Did you know you was going to play as a freshman?
Yeah, man, I ain't going to lie to you. I did. I knew it in my heart. I knew it in my mind. Coach Lancaster, shouts out to him, one of the greats, legend here in Oklahoma, man. He came to me when I was in eighth grade, basically told me, if you want to play for me, you better keep your head right. So, after that, I was just like, man, that's all I need to hear. You telling me I'm going to play as a freshman? I'm going to take that and run with it, So all summer, I'm out working, man. You'll see me out on the street on 7th and Martin Luther King, man. I'm out there doing cone drills. I'm out there doing it, So and when the time comes, I'm going to take advantage of it. So I just made sure that I was ready, man, and prepared for it and stayed away from what I knew I didn't need to be around. So if I had that urge to do whatever, man, let me go catch a ball. Let me go do this. And I played baseball with you guys as well, So
yes,
that was
sir.
Another escape for me. That was another escape for me was going out there and swinging them sticks, man. So
yes,
just
yeah,
finding
man.
An escape, man, right. Finding you a hobby, man.
Right.
Right. Finding you a hobby, and most importantly, sticking with it, man. And that's what I was going to elaborate too, man. We all three played up on the Mac Chambers, Muskogee High School baseball. You played as a freshman there too as well.
Yep.
And hold the thought, because we're going to come back to that. And you talking about you grew up off 7th and Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
Hey, elaborate on that. A lot of people don't understand, man. It's a hood down there in Muskogee, and a lot of people go under.
Man. A lot of people, man. Muskogee, man, it's man, a lot of people don't know about it until they look it up and see it and read about it. And then they're like, oh, okay, I understand what you're talking about. But man, it's when we come from the hood, man, so – everything to detour you off of your route is right there in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's either do you want it? Go back to Chubb said, man, do you want it or not? You know what I'm saying? Do you want what's different or not? I know I didn't get to get out of Muskogee if it wasn't for baseball. Baseball got me out of Muskogee. I traveled, went all over the United States playing baseball. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have never left Muskogee County, man.
Man.
Mm. And there's a lot of people who don't get up out of there. So whenever you was to go out and travel playing baseball, and same for you, Chubb Rock, same for me too as well, Mr. Owens, so whenever you would get up out, go and play baseball, it was just, was it like an eye-opener for you?
Man, such an eye-opener. Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even know what a pantry was until I started playing with some white people, bro. For their house, and they go to the pantry. I'm like, what's a pantry?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it opened my eyes, man, just going to different states, staying in hotels and different restaurants and seeing how different cultures live, different people live, and different cities do this. And you go back to Muskogee, and you like, man, I can't live like this. I got something bigger. There's something bigger in me. You know what I'm saying? I know you know that feeling. So,
man, I know personally.
That was my motivation, man. Yeah.
You know, just those small things like that, man, that get us up out of our way. And Coach Chubb, man, before you became a coach, you know, before it was a Jamil Owens, there was a Tyrell Cummins. So, Coach Tyrell, when was it that you knew? Because we went to Allstate, what is that called? The Sun Belt Challenge. We did a lot of stuff as a sophomores and stuff. But when, I want to know personally, man, when did you know? It's like, yo, Muskogee, I got to G.O., got to do what I got to do.
You know, I always knew I was going to get out of Muskogee, but, you know, Muskogee is home for me, too. It's still, you know, where my heart is, so I knew I was going to come back, too, as well. But, yeah, I knew that I was going to get out of Muskogee really my junior year of high school. You know, started getting recruited pretty good for baseball, so, you know, I knew I was going to run with baseball.
And you was recruited for football, too, though. Hey, don't let
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Chubb used to choke that pill.
You was for football, too.
Hey, yeah, I was getting a little football side too, but man, that's one I just knew I wasn't gonna do it in college because man, I knew the practices. Man, don't get me wrong, I love.
You said the practices.
Yeah, them practices, man. In baseball, we ain't gotta wear them helmets and gears out there in that heat. So y'all know y'all.
This is crazy.
Hey, that turf is about 130 degrees.
I feel you, though.
Yeah, Coach, I'm hot and tired. He keeps saying one more.
Chubby be like, oh, man. Hey, this wrong. Hey, oh, man.
Hey, he'd be all relaxed about it, be cool about it. Nah, man.
I will find a way out if I need to.
Chubbs ain't having it.
Hey, I'm going to do just enough. that's
when Chubby was like, nah, man, I'm good. Because, man, a lot of people don't know, man, me and Chubby, man, you know, we was best friends growing up, and I was sick. And this is one thing I got to apologize to you too, Mr. Owens, is because I remember vividly we was inside of the gym. We was running sprints. And before you got there, man, a lot of people didn't understand or see the hard work that I would put in. Like, because I was always first. I was all, no matter what it was, man.
Yeah,
Chubby,
I remember
know,
that.
Chubby, we always would work out together, man. But I was always first. But whenever I got sick and I just came back, and this was summer Friday.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and he was like, well, Petey ain't getting first, and I couldn't say nothing because, man, I really could not run. Like, my brain was really fried at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, going into your freshman year, like, man, I was really at my worst. But I don't know how – that's why I got to give a shout-out to God because God was looking after me for that, man. So I got to apologize to you because you really didn't get to see, like, the work ethic that I used to put in that got me there. So first and foremost, I would like to apologize for that. So, but what I mean by that, man, is Mr. Jamil, man.
Hold on. Before you say anything, man, listen, you put me on, man. You ain't got to apologize for nothing. You did enough. I appreciate you, my brother.
PDP.
That's what's up, man. Man, I appreciate that, man, because, you know, Muskogee went from nothing. Like, literally,
yeah, man.
To where I had. I remember the day that I got hurt. It was your freshman homecoming. I got hurt. It was my senior year. I had Oklahoma State walking through me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Through everywhere. You know what I'm saying? They was with me, you know what I'm saying, the day I got hurt. So, which is crazy, but shout out to God, he was looking after for me.
And a lot of people don't know this, man. When you at the outside the Tech, man, that was my first D1 offer.
That's what's up, right there.
That's what's up right there, man. And I remember you coming down to the office. Remember when Mike Leach came, Coach Ruff came, everybody came down there. Then
shout
you
out
came
Seth
down
Luttrell.
To the office. Yeah. Luttrell.
Yes,
man,
sir.
Hey,
you put me
stuff.
On, man. That's
people,
much respect, bro.
For real, a lot of people don't get to go through that, man. So with that being said, and you being from the hood, how did you keep your nose clean, man? How did you stay away from them knuckleheads, man?
Man, you are the company you keep, bro. So I stay with a lot of like-minded people. You know what I'm saying? You can't hang with chickens and expect to soar with eagles. You feel what I'm saying? So I stayed with people, you know what I'm saying, that was like-minded. And my family wouldn't let me do anything that I wasn't supposed to. Shout out to them. I love my family. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't let me get out of character. I had some out in the streets that knew if I was out in the streets, you know what I'm saying, I was going to get caught anyway. So it wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying, and then I had to box my whole family. So I ain't even trying to do all that. You know what I'm saying? So... So they helped me stay clear, man. And it was either OGs in the streets, you know, I'm checking on me. I'd be outside and they'd stop by. I'm like, what's up, young blood? You know what I'm saying? Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have to worry about nothing or have the want to do anything because everybody, you know, wanted me to succeed.
Man, that's dope right there, man. And that's one thing you got to respect about the hood. And when the hood see good in you, the hood don't want to see you come back to it. They want to see you progress. And that's one thing that I do not like, man. I've been in the hip-hop world for some years as far as I've been a professional disc jockey here in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
I'm number one in the west side of West Texas and been number one for 5 years. And there's a lot of people who claim that they was good in sports, who claim that they from the hood. But as soon as you talk to them, you can tell, man, they ain't about nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I'm going to
elaborate on this, man. Hey, real talk. And I want to elaborate on this, man. I want the people to see. Chubby went to the number one JUCO college for baseball, Seminole State College. Choop, 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 choop. Jamel Owens went. This everybody from Oklahoma's dream. Everybody's from Oklahoma's dream. If people say I'm lying, slap me in the neck 3 times. 1, 2, 3. You know, everybody from Oklahoma wants to go to OU and play football. And if people think I'm lying, like I said, slap me in the neck 3 times. But, Chubby, first, hold your breath real quick, Mr. Owens. Chubby, how was it going to Seminole? How was it going to Seminole your freshman year?
Oh, it was rough. That was the first time I ever thought about quitting. Man, you start learning to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning for a workout, where maybe a 20-minute workout, but it's the roughest workout of your life. And shoot, that's not. Then you got to go straight to class. You can't miss class because anyone get caught missing class, you're gonna have to do some running for that. Man, there's no telling what you got to do at practice. So yeah, it was rough, but you know. I stuck with it, you know, got adjusted to it, man. I bought into the system, man. Once you buy in, man, I think it gets a little bit easier for you. It's still going to always be challenges, but, you know, you appreciate the grind. You love the grind more.
He's like, exactly. Once you buy in. I know that's right. And Mr. And Chubb, how was – did you know of anything of a social life your freshman year or anything? Did you get to see anybody else?
Yeah, you know, I did, but, you know, but I kind of, you know, I kind of kept myself away. I was more, you know, I was really into, like, ball and then making sure I stayed on top of my grades. So, like, I would get out every now and then, but for most part, though, I was just be in touch with family and just most of the guys on the baseball team.
Okay, I got you. So you said that's the first time you thought about quitting, but you had to make sure you had to keep your nose clean, your eyes straight, and your shoulders back. Mr. Owens, man, this is what a lot of people want to know, man. A lot of people want to know, how is the plan for them OU Sooners?
Man. First of all, before you even get there, like Chubb said, you got to get to them workouts. That summer is something else, man. Like them workouts is something else. When he say you want to quit, you want to quit. I'm talking about I had muscles in me sore that I didn't even know I had, rolling over wishing I was swinging the sticks. Like, it's rough. It's rough.
And you played with DeMarco Murray, right?
Yeah. I played with Sam Bradford. I played with Chris Brown, Joaquin Iglesias, Manny Johnson. I played with the top offense in my opinion.
Right.
In college football, bro.
Man, you know, we ended up beating y'all ass though. But I remember Joaquin Iglesias picture on the internet. It's a picture on the internet, man. I'm laid out. Like, I tried to, like, really dive at him. I look like Superman, but I didn't touch him. I didn't touch him at all.
That's how it is, man. And let me tell y'all this. The crazy thing about it is here in LU, and Pete, you can testify to this. It's so many more athletes that you don't get to see out there that just say if they went somewhere else, man, you'd be like, oh my gosh, like, why weren't they playing? It's just so much competition. You at a D1 school, man. Competition is at its highest.
Yes.
So you got cats that have never touched the field, bro, that are some legitimate players.
Right, and hungry, waiting for you to mess
up. Yeah. So it ain't no room for not doing the work or not knowing what you're supposed to know or not going to class or none of that, because there's somebody that's just as hungry right behind you to get that shot.
Man, that's what a lot of hey Coach Chubb, hey, kind of turn your volume up a little bit, Coach.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, go ahead. We're listening, man.
Oh, I was just going to elaborate on that, too. Like, a lot of student-athletes don't understand once they come out of high school, too. Like, a lot of those prestigious programs, the athletes, you don't get to go home as much as you think you are. You'd be lucky to go home one over the whole year. So those elite programs, you know, they get busy. Like,
when they
got to be
a business, man, it's a business.
Right. So it's like once you commit to something like that, hey, be ready to accept, you know, what comes with it.
Yeah, because like Jamil was saying, man, he had muscles that he didn't even know, you know what I'm saying, that he had, talking about them summer workouts, man. What was your first day like on campus? I know what it was like for me. And then this is Alex. I mean, just for the people out here that's listening, man. A lot of people just know me as a radio host. A lot of people don't really understand. And I was trying to look for some old highlights of me playing, but the internet is it's still brand new, but it's still old. But I know whenever I was coming up, we didn't want to be in no pictures. Don't take no video of me. And then as far as like Rivals 100 and stuff, I was the fastest in the Oklahoma region, but didn't really check for myself. So, but I remember my first day on campus at Texas Tech, talking about the women. Woo! You talking about just everything.
Man.
I'm just like, and people say, oh, you're Pete from Texas. You Pete from Muskogee. I was like, hey, you know what?
Man.
I sure am. So what was that like in Norman, Oklahoma, at the OU Sooners territory?
Man, I'm coming. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. It's something that most people won't ever get to experience, man. I'm coming off of my senior year being Mr. Oklahoma, being a Parade All-American, U.S. Army All-American.
I already played
on national TV before I even committed to OU. I played on national TV. So when I got on campus, man, it's just like I go into like a restaurant and it's just like, oh man, that's Owens from Muskogee. I'm like, whoa, you know, and I go somewhere else. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on campus and I'm walking and there's just people that's recognizing me. I'm like, where are you from? They're like, oh, I'm from Utah. Oh, I'm from California. And I'm like, you know who I am? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's women everywhere. You're talking about thousands that come in yearly.
You better be careful.
You gotta be careful, man.
No, you come up
and being an 18-19-year-old kid, man. I say that now because we all grown. We all grown.
Testosterone
man,
running 18, strong.
Right.
You out there hungry, bro? And you on top of the world?
Right.
I can only
man,
imagine.
Come on,
I'm gonna
man.
Tell you. I'm gonna tell you guys a story. I'm gonna tell you guys a story, man. It's my freshman year here in Lubbock, Texas, at Texas Tech. My class is the last class that had to stay inside of the dorm rooms, right? And
yeah.
You can. And Jamil, you took a visit here. I think this was
four
years later.
Tech was my top five. Yeah, I took my official visit. Yeah. Crabtree was my host.
Yeah, Michael Crabtree, and that's when Crabtree was on top of the GAME.
Man, that's
you
when he was
saying?
Eating.
And a lot of people don't know, I was Crabtree's host, him and another, and somebody who went to Dallas Carter, he was,
on
the defensive side. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
like,
that's what he had told me. He was like, you talking about Pete Richards? I said, yeah, man, he's from Wild. He's like, oh, yeah, I got you. As soon as I said Pete. He was like, yeah, I got you. Shouts out to Crabtree taking care of your boy.
Hey,
we're going to leave that at that.
We're going to leave that at that, man.
Yeah, leave that there. Let it marinate.
Right on.
Yeah, let it marinate. Let it marinate like a good steak in the refrigerator with some good seasoning. You know what I'm saying?
You know?
So, man, my freshman year, I remember two white girls coming to my dorm room. It was probably like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I lived on the fourth floor of Chitwood Weymouth. Chitwood Weymouth was like the most popular dorms, and Weymouth is where all the athletes stayed at. Prior to them getting their own apartment,
my
class was up.
I know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Well,
he took me to those apartments. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the point I'm trying to make, these are the decisions that you have to come with. You have to make being a D1 athlete at a big time D1 school, being a big time D1 player. Had two white girls show up to my room. Ding, 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 ding. They knock on my door. I never dipped in my life, but I'm so glad I dipped. I had some, not Copenhagen, but I think I had some seriously long cut wintergreen. You know what I'm saying? I never dipped in my life. But when you got to wake up at 4 in the morning because you don't get off until like 10 or 11 at night. So you got to go home, go straight to sleep, and then you full of testosterone, and you got other athletes who's full of testosterone just like you who want to do some crazy stuff. So you got to do what you got to do to go to sleep. So I got some grizzly long cut wintergreen. I'm in my dorm room. I hear a knock, knock, doom, 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 doom. It's two girls. I got a big ass dip in my mouth trying to go to sleep. But they at the end of but to make a long story short, they trying to have a threesome. And I was like, I opened up the door with my shirt off. And I was like, nah, y'all got to go. That was like, oh, you must got some girls up in there. You know what I'm saying? But,
man,
long story short,
I'm knowing it, bro. Listen, let me tell you a story about here at OU, man. So we got some 5 o'clock workouts too. So my roommate, my freshman year is Justin Johnson. Shout out to my bro Bus. We call him Bus. He out there in East Texas. So we got 5 o'clock workouts. You know what I'm saying? About the temptation. This temptation is crazy. So we got some females come over, whatever. Me, I go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, bro, I wake up. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. Like bottles clanking. You know what I'm saying? All you hear is dang. Like the song is going off. You know what I'm talking about? What's popping off? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Make a long story short, my bro was like, You ready for workouts? I'm asleep. He woke me up before my alarm even went off. Bro, breath smelling straight like alcohol. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, how are you going to make it? You know what I'm saying? You're going to die, bro.
Right.
He goes out there and crushes it, bro. He crushes it with alcohol in his system. You can smell it coming out his pores. I'm like, bro, you a G. It ain't no way in hell I could have did it. Not on no Smitty workout. Man. Smelling straight like alcohol coming out his pores, crushing.
Running through it all.
Because he probably didn't go to sleep.
He didn't go to sleep, bro. He didn't go to sleep at all. He woke me up when my alarm went off. I'm looking at him like he crazy. I'm like, how you do it, bro? How you do it?
Hey, that's what it's like playing D1 sports, man. It's like because you don't have no time to do anything. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that stuff that you want to do will always be there. I'm talking about the partying, the social life. It will always be
man,
there. But
you
but
man,
your opportunity
and you know,
to play,
yes, exactly,
will not always be there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
man.
It's like you gotta take advantage of it whenever it's there. And sometimes us as athletes, we be so eager because that's the first time we do get away from home. That's the first time we do got everybody knowing our name, and we want to get a taste because
mm-hmm.
all we know is work.
Work.
All we know is work. So that we just want to get a taste. So with that being said, when that incident happened, man, it's like whenever he went out there and crushed it, like, how did you perceive that?
Man, I'm like, it's crazy. He ain't the only one that could do it, though, man. I ain't going to name out all, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do everybody like that, but it's a couple cats out there, man, that crushed it. But they was just a different type of animal. You get what I'm saying? This is not me. I had to make sure my nutrition was right. I had to make sure I drank plenty of water. I had to get my rest. I had to get my sleep. Because like you said, man, we waking up at 5 o'clock. We got mandatory breakfast. If you don't make breakfast, if you don't make that, you got repercussions.
Yeah.
So you
right.
making that.
Right.
You got class
mm-hmm.
right after that or before that, depending on what time your workout is. And then you got practice. As soon as you get out of practice, you got study hall. And as a freshman, you got 10 hours mandatory.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't get out till about 10 o'clock. Yeah, mandatory, boy. I'm talking about,
right.
I'm not talking 9:59 with 50,
right.
with 50 seconds. 9:59. Man, I'm talking about you better have that 10 on the dot.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're doing there.
Man, go ahead.
No, you got it. You got it, bro.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I'll tell y'all one of my most embarrassing moments. it's the end of my freshman year. It's the end of my freshman year. I played for Coach Leach, man, for the people who don't know. You know, I played from 05 to 09, man, when Jamil was talking about whenever they won the Big 12 championship and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We was there. It was a three-way tie between us, or Texas and OU. That was the year that we
mm-hmm.
did win. But so just to give some people the mindset of the era that I'm talking about, but this is the end of the 06 era, I believe. And Coach Leach, who's at Mississippi State right now, my most embarrassing
mm-hmm.
moment is when I was like, yo, I was on the honor roll coming up out of Muskogee and going to Texas Tech. You know, people just knew I was cool. They called me Muskogee. So it was like I was an entertainer before I was an entertainer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Coach Leach, we have a whole team meeting, and Coach Leach calls all the dumbest people out on the team. And Coach Leach was like, these people here will be on scholarship probation. And when you think you're done with study hall, when everybody gets to leave, guess what? You have to stay. And me, I'm like, oh, y'all some dumb dudes, man. I was like, yeah. Coach Leach saved my name as the last name that he said.
Man.
And he was like, and Peter Richardson. You're right on.
Hey, Coach Leach is a character, bro. I can say that out of all my official trips, Coach Leach will always be remembered, man. I walked in this man's office, and it was Pirates of the Caribbean, bro. He had pirates with swords. He was doing card tricks for your boy. I'm like, whoa. But he's very intelligent, though. He is very intelligent.
Red and black cards.
Red and black card. He hit you with that trick too, bro?
He hit everybody with that trick, man.
Man, he said, boom. He said, if I flip all these over, he said, if I flip all these over and this is black, and I flip these over and this is red, you got to be a Red Raider. I said, let me see it.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be damn.
He got me. He got me to come here, right there.
I said, I need some time to think about this. Hey, but he a smart man. He intelligent, man. He's very intelligent. He thinks on a whole other brainwave.
Yeah, and he never played a down of football either. He never played.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He knows football, bro.
Right, that's what's up.
Yeah, man. I remember after he did that to me, he was like, Let me see if you got what it takes to be a Red Raider.
And yeah.
check this out. Did y'all ever think about going back to the diamond while y'all were out there playing football?
Every day before you even finished that sentence.
Dual sport, yeah. Cause Jamil, you remember coming down to Oak Hall one day with me, and we were working out. Hey, I swear, hey, your mass was right. You had to be at least a solid 220. It was you 6'3", 6'4".
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just, man, because like, you could always bring it head on.
Yeah, I said, man, you I can come out there and be a prospect, bro.
Hey, for real.
No, but yeah, man, I came back after like my freshman year, met up with Chubbs, man, and while he was coaching, and went out there and just played catch and took me to the batting cages. I was in the batting cage. I just missed it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and my boy Ryan Broyles, man, shout out to him, one of the greats here at OU. I remember in summer workouts, when we hit summer workouts, he'll look at me because he knew I played baseball. And he'd be like, man, you crazy. You should be playing baseball right now, man. He'll tell me that all the time. Like, why you should be playing baseball right now, man?
Man, it's that show. Well,
hey,
you know,
I
we
believe
had
it, man.
Yep.
Same. Go ahead,
like,
Chuck.
6'3", 6'4", solid 220. Quick hands at the plate. They ain't got a cannon from the outfield. Man, come on. Hey, NAI, you probably still got a semester left.
Hey, I still got eligibility though, bro. I still got eligibility, bro.
Hey, that's the player's coach. He's recruiting.
Hey, I'll be throwing in. I'll sneak them in on you.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Looking out.
Yes, sir, man. I need some dogs down here. We got to turn the program,
man.
Around,
hey,
huh?
With that being said, man, because I know I can personally say, man, you know, being a two-sport player, my biggest regret, man, is because I played basketball with Trey McVay, Jordan Salas, all of those cats, me and Chubb.
Yeah.
And my biggest regret is retiring whenever Michael Jordan retired. Because when Michael Jordan retired basketball, I was like, you know what, I'm done too.
I'm going to go ahead and put this away.
Which was the dumbest thing I think I would have done. That's the dumbest thing I think I did, man. But how did you come to the conclusion, Mr. Owens? How did you come to the conclusion of choosing football being a two-sport player? Or did you know football was always going to be the sport that you wanted to play?
Man, honestly, I knew that if I put my heart in baseball as if I put my heart in football, I would get the same results. But to be honest with you, I put a little bit more into football than I put into baseball, and that's what hurt me recruiting-wise in baseball, because I was too focused on football, man. And I've sat down and had a talk with Coach Chambers about that because I was missing summer ball. I wasn't putting in that extra work, that shows that I want to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got cats out there, and you and Pete, you know it as well as I do, man. You got cats out there who has been there the whole off season. We come from football or basketball, and we're in the lineup. There's some cats that's angry about that. You know what I'm saying? So, man. So what's up? It's just honestly, in my eyes, I start seeing more attention from football. So that's when my attention drifted from baseball to football. Is when that attention, I start getting more attention. I start walking into a McDonald's to get something to eat, and when I walk in, my face is right there on the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just like
That's a whole nother different type of feeling, because I remember I used to get mad whenever I didn't see my jersey in Applebee's. I used to be like, man, why my jersey ain't up in here, man?
I remember that, bro. They still got them hanging. They probably took mine down, bro.
Nah, I doubt it. That football, man, it just kind of takes you over. Muskogee football reminds me of football here in Texas, because Texas football, high school football, is, man, it don't matter. It don't matter how far along that you play. You can go to the NFL. People still going to remember what you did or how you made them feel in high school. And so I think we got about 5 minutes left, Mr. Owens. So, man, just summarize your whole career, man, and what is some advice would you give that number one? Because a lot of people don't know you came out with Julio Jones. That was your senior year. It was you and Julio Jones, man. He ended up going to Alabama. You went to OU. So, man, what is something? Just summarize your career up in 60 seconds right here. And what is some advice that could you give one of that number one receiver coming about? Not just Oklahoma, just anywhere.
Man, I would say take it all in. Take it all in. Be grateful. Be humble, because my mom always told me just as fast as the Lord gave it to you, He can take it away.
Amen.
So be humble, man. Take it all in. Soak it all in. Talk to every coach with respect and dignity, because you'll never know when you see that coach down the line, man. Mm-hmm. So I would say every coach that shows interest in you, show interest in him as a man. And be respectful, because you'll never know when you might need that man down the line, man. Don't burn that bridge. Enjoy life, you know, and have fun. And you, in high school, it's the best day that you're going to have, man.
Man, hey, Chubb, you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, he hit it right on the head, man. For the guys who are still trying to get those looks, you never know who's watching. So you never know when that scout is up. He could be looking like one of your cousins up there just trying to enjoy the game. But he may be a big time scout coming to see you. So once you hit that field, man, hustle. You know, do what you're supposed to do. And like you said, don't burn any bridges with your coaches, because when it comes down to it, coaches out here, man, they just want to help too as well. They want to see you succeed. So you don't want to burn no coaches.
Yeah, don't want to burn no bridges with the coaches, man. All right. Hey, Jamil, go ahead and shout your business out, man. Let them know where they can look you up at.
Man, if y'all know anybody around here in the Norman, Oklahoma City, the Moore area, the Noble area, give Triple J's Weed Control a shout out. We do everything from weed control, fertilization, tick and flea control, grub worm, side worm, mole crickets. We do everything, man. We'll get you hooked up. Just give us a call, and we'll give you that a free estimate, and we'll go from there. But we'll take care of you, family owned, black owned, and doing their thing.
Yes, sir.
That's what's
dude.
Up, man. And a lot of OU coaches is going to be listening to this. I'm talking about Dennis Simmons. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my good colleagues right there. And Coach Coach Bedinchich. Better you. He's the offensive line coach there, man. Everybody who is my coach here at Texas Tech is there at OU. So I want to give a salute to you guys. Do what you love and love what you do. That's about making your dreams come true. Shout out to you, Mr. Owens. Good catching up with you, bro.
Yeah.
Man, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak, man. It's good hearing your voice again, you know. I miss you, big bro. Good. I hope to see you soon. You too, Chubbs. Since I'll be coming down that way and visiting my mom's, I got to come see you, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Yeah, come stop by and holler at me, man. It's always good to hear from you.
Already, Mike, go ahead and slip on that glove. It's sliding that back in left or center field.
Hey, I got that $1 million BT.
You about to have me packing up and moving to Muskogee. I'm about to be on that diamond again on y'all boys.
Men's league. Let's get. I'm working on building a team. Men's league. Come on.
Let's go. That Chubb is crazy.
Hey, you better come on.
Hey, Chubb is still Chubb, boy.
I love it.
Hey, Jamil. Chubby said, but them football workouts.
Yeah, but your football workouts, though. Hey, Chubb ain't having it. He don't even want to go to pole for pole on baseball warm-ups, nigga. He don't even want to drive pole to pole on warm-ups, bro.
Chubby was the original. Nah, y'all got it.
Put him out there. He gonna do work though. At the plate and on the field. He nasty with it.
And on the football field.
I'm gonna leave it on the field. But y'all know I was always bigger than what I portrayed. You know, I was always kind of big for my size. So that heart rate was going pretty quick on me.
Yeah. Chubbs, man, I miss you, bro. He said that heart rate.
Hey, for real.
Chubb Rock, boy. That's my dog right there. Well, all right, man. Hey, man, it's been my pleasure talking to you guys, man. Hey, you guys can go stream this episode on Spotify. Just look up PD Pete Radio on Spotify. You can hear the whole episode. Shout out to you, Mr. Chubb Rock. Shout out to you, Mr. Owens, too, as well. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. Hey, you guys have a blessed day, all right?
You too, man.
Alrighty, y'all stay up. Peace and love.
Hey, y'all stay Rona free out there, man. Wash your hands. Stay inside, man.
Hey, for real.
Hey, Rona free.
I'm trying to watch some ball. I'm trying to see my boy Chubbs out there on the diamond, man. Stay inside and be Rona free, please.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there it is right there. Y'all stay Rona free. Coronavirus. All right, y'all. Peace. We out.
All right,
man.